Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Slay is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, author of The Unstoppables. Also, Why Johnny Can't Brand, and still one of my favorite books, The Microscript Rules. Bill Slay, thanks for being here. Brandteam6.com is his website. Bill, there was a time when politics was politics, but the people and the way they conducted their business wasn't that much different from the way you and I got our message out to the marketplace. Today, if you and I operate our businesses the way politics operates its branding, we wouldn't be in business very long, would we?
No, I certainly don't think so. What seems like now is that, you know, the politics is just shouting. It seems like it's shouting. It seems like
and
it's
name calling.
It seems like it's. It seems like it's. Yeah, there's no civility to it, and it doesn't seem to be about facts and things that matter to people. It's personal. You know, if you're going to sell something in your business, you're showing someone why your product, your service, it matters to that person that you're selling to and how it's going to make their life better.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend your time thinking about how it's going to make their life better.
Well, it's because when you do that, you're valuing them. You're honoring the marketplace. You're valuing the relationship. And you care about the person in front of you. Now, I know politics is a blood sport, but mm-hmm. but what we've lost, it seems to me, by the politicians is it's no longer about the voters. It's not even any longer about America. It's about them, isn't it?
Well, that's true. But the other thing too is that it doesn't seem to be about truth. You know, I mean, I don't care because the truth always we always talk about the good old days, right? But what happened was the truth was always someplace in the middle. Democracy was about someplace in the middle.
Right.
It was about compromise. And
there's nobody in the middle anymore, though.
Well, no, but the middle was just, the middle wasn't boring. The middle was where the truth was. And the people that were, in the end, were trying to govern this country, and they believed in this country and making tough decisions, were saying, let's get together and find where the best answer and the truth is. And it always was a little bit of both sides. It was, it was a little bit of both sides. That's where it still is today. But people cared about truth, and they believed that Uncle Sam was not going to lie to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, that's what I think has been gone, and I think that's the saddest thing of all. Because
well, what you're talking about is you're lamenting the loss of institutions.
Yeah,
and in a way, it's what I call the death of romance. See, you and I have been, we're romantic about our institutions. We grew up being romantic mm-hmm. about our institutions, right?
Well, because you believed in them.
Yeah, but now, even though what you believed in was not really a thing, it was an ideal.
It was an ideal, but you trusted that the institutions mm-hmm. were ultimately there for mm-hmm. good. They were there for the country. They were there for America.
Where do you think we went wrong? Where did we derail?
Somehow we split in these two directions. I think some of it, unfortunately, is because we have the media now that's
thank
operating.
You say
the media?
Yes, thank you. That's it. You hit it on it. If we don't have a fourth estate that's honest and reporting the news and curious and holding people to account, then America. I mean, to me, the media is the worst part of this whole thing. That's the worst institution we've lost.
Well, yeah. Sure, you have to have if you're going to learn the truth, you have to have an honest and truthful press.
Yeah.
I think what happens is we're getting to this thing about brands and stories where, a brand is just, the simplest way I can call it is it's a name with an idea attached.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's an idea attached to a name. That's what a brand, you think of a name as something you think is an idea that comes along with it. So I think that people have a very, very hard, right at this point, you know, they have an idea of what Hillary is, they have an idea of what Trump is, and no set of facts will change that story that they have in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the power of brands, because once people have that idea, they don't like to change it, you know?
Well, have we ever had a race where you couldn't really deal with the issues the candidate stood for without dealing with whether you could stand them or not?
No, it's not.
I don't remember I don't remember having to get through this much of that in before. Do you?
No. And my question is, when this thing is all over, and the nation can actually breathe and stop and look at what we've just been through, can the nation somehow say we can't have this again?
Again, right?
If we keep having elections, it will tear us apart.
Yep. Yep.
And we're all the same people that we used to be. It's just this thing's going on. I just want to say that with the media, there's also the problem of the 24-hour news cycle.
That's another part of it. That's right.
And the Internet. So what happens is once you've got that story set in your head, then you can go to any website, any news channel, anything you want.
And get what you want.
And you can listen to your same story all day long.
We
never have to listen to anyone else's.
We kind of all do that. Hey, Bill, I need that website again one more time.
It's brandteam6.com.
Can they find your books there?
Six. They can find everything there. And I'm writing a new edition of the Microscript Rules for you.
All right, let's launch it on the show.
Okay, good.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.